Josh Solomon is flown in from Jack 60 today. We stole him before he makes his grand appearance today on K105.3. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
Good. It's been a rough few months, right?
It's been a long few months. We got through it. You know, our partners at the banks and other investors that we have were very kind to us. And we did it actually gave us some time to do a lot of projects inside the center on a positive note. We were able to renovate the bar this summer and do some new flooring, some new paint, kind of jazz it up a little bit instead of what it was before. And we're pretty excited about that. We even redid the counter. We tiled and epoxied the front counter, which was an adventure, considering none of us are, you know, tradesmen. But no, it was a long 6 months, and there were some challenges. But you know, we reopened Wednesday, and with all the challenges that were presented to us in order to reopen, we've been successful thus far.
So, what does it look? What does the opening look like?
So, for bowling centers, we had quite a few stipulations placed on us. We're at 25% capacity, according to what a formula that was given to us. And basically, that puts us right around 200 to 250 people in the building, which is pretty good. We can still get most people on lanes. The other one is we have to wear a mask at all times. They're considering bowling to be a sporting event. So, in doing so, with all of the other sports, we fall in line, and we have to wear a mask at all times when we're inside the building. There are exceptions to that with the recent update to the executive orders. You can pull your mask down as you are on the approach going to bowl. That's physically delivering the bowling ball. At all other times, it has to stay up, with the exception, again, of if you want to take a drink of your soda, pull it down, take a drink of your soda. You want to take a bite of your burger, pull it down, take a bite of your burger.
Yeah, be hard not to.
Yes. Yeah, and that was, you know, people realize these things, and we, you know, we're working within the stipulations that were presented to us, and we're just trying to keep everybody as safe as possible, you know, my staff and guests included.
What about leagues, high school, stuff like that, Josh?
So right now, we're in the midst of getting all of our league meetings taken care of. We had a meeting with all of the league officers last Tuesday evening to present the rules to them so they could then take it back to their bowlers. I have three league meetings tonight that I will be talking to, three of our bigger leagues, just to get the word out and let them know what's going on, make sure that everybody's on board with it. High school bowling is as normal as far as I know right now. The only issue may be the number of guests that we're allowed to have per child. And I'm not going to say that that's a given right now. We don't know for sure what's going to happen in the next few months. I'm crossing my fingers that, you know, things can get better and people stay healthy and the numbers drop and we can go back to some sense of normalcy. But we'll see. Time will tell. And we'll also have to follow MSHAA guidelines as well for high school bowling. Bowling inside, sure. Jack 60, just so everybody does know, bowling inside Jack 60 is now a competition for everybody. That was one of the guidelines that was handed down to us. So we got a little creative at Jack 60 and created what we call the Community Bowling Club. We also have to contact trace in the center. So anytime somebody comes into the center, we have to have them sign in with at least a name and phone number. And that's a just-in-case thing. My goal is to take all those, throw them in a box, and never have to look at them again.
Sure.
That'll mean everybody stayed safe inside my center. But in doing that, once they sign that contact tracing form, you're now signed up for what we call the Community Bowling Club. And that club is basically, anytime you're bowling in the center, we're going to have five scores posted at the front counter. Your goal is to match those scores. If you match one of those scores, your name gets entered into a drawing for a gift card at the end of the week. So we're creating something fun and exciting for the community and also allowing us to stay within the guidelines.
What about private parties, birthday parties, things like that?
At this moment in time, I'm not going to attempt to book anything like that, like a birthday party or a private party or an event. The stipulations were very clear. It has to be a competition and competition only. We were able to come up with something creative for our normal people that come in every day and practice or bowl with their families. I will say that I do have plenty of lanes. If you want to come in and bowl in the Community Bowling Club, you can call and get the lane availability for that. But as of right now, I'm not going to be booking anything and calling it a party. We're not supposed to do that, and I'm not going to. But I hope in the future we can. Again, you can book lanes with me. You can order food ahead of time. I can do that sort of stuff for you. That's not a big deal. Unfortunately, we can't call it a party.
So off to a quick start, though.
Oh, yeah. It was Wednesday, the chamber was gracious enough to give us a ribbon cutting. We never really had one in the first couple of years, even though we opened and been open. They came out and did us a ribbon cutting to kind of grand reopen us, and it was awesome. It wasn't shortly thereafter that we had some bowlers come in. Some longtime league bowlers wanted to come in, check things out.
Uh-huh.
They grabbed a lane, joined the community bowling club, and away they went, man. It was pretty cool. And the communities responded very well. Saturday felt like a normal Saturday in September. It was really kind of awesome to see that, you know, we have some sense of normalcy as it comes to business coming into the building.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
Josh Solomon from Jack's 60.